All right. Well, we're celebrating the legacy of Roosevelt Military Academy today, and a lot of cadets are in town, including Bob Kramer, who lives in Palatine. What years were you at Roosevelt Military Academy?
61 to 65.
And reflect on some of the memories from that era.
It did a lot of good for me. I had a lot of friends. It made a real man out of me, and I'm grateful that I went to the school.
We're talking to you outside of the Aledo Opera House on August 24 of 2018. Well, take me back to your era and your memories of, like, the Aledo Opera House back in your time as a cadet at Roosevelt Military Academy. I'm sure things like this really bring back some memories for you.
Yes, I'd go to the show every Sunday. I think it cost us a quarter to get in and 10 cents for popcorn. And we had to be back at a certain time. If we saw a movie that was going to be extended, we had to get permission to see the rest of the movie. But it's a lot of good memories are here.
The Aledo City Hall staff told me this week upwards of 80 cadets coming back this weekend for this reunion for an institution that closed in the early 1970s. I think that's pretty impressive. Just what is your impression of the cadets that are still so interested in this heritage? Why is it so important?
Well, because, you know, everybody, they had, you know, it was like living in a home. You made a lot of friends that were close friends, and you saw them every day. And my best friend was Bill Hall. He died about 10 years ago, but I made a lot of good friends, and very happy that I went to this school.
And you arrived from where when you came to Roosevelt Military Academy? Just take us through the steps of how you got here.
I needed help in school. I was not a good student, and my mom was playing bridge with the cadet's name was Tom Boaz. She met his mother there, and she suggested I come to the campus, and we were living in Oak Park at the time. And I came here, and I don't regret any minute of that I was here.
Yeah, what years were you here?
1961, in the fall of 61, graduated in May of 65.
And just the reaction from the city of Aledo still being really interested in this heritage, too.
Aledo's gone way out of their way to keep the Roosevelt Military Academy in everybody's minds and never forget it with all the stuff that they've done.
I know it's sad to see the physical presence gone, and you understand the last two buildings were beyond repair, North Barracks and Niles Hall, but how sad is that when you lose some of that physical presence?
It's like losing part of your family. It's very sad. It's something you'll never forget the rest of your life. I still have all my yearbooks and all movies I've taken of all the reunions I've gone to. It's a sad thing to see all this happen.
Bob Kramer, good to see a lot of cadets back in town. Welcome back to Aledo.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WRMJ.